Yo, yo, check it out. If breakfast is the most important meal of your day, rockin'. Ladies and gentlemen, then you need to have yours in the company of friends.
It's always on.
At 13 minutes to 8 o'clock, we say good morning and welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Kirsten. Gary, Debbie, thank you so much for your time this morning and super excited to have you guys in studio.
Thanks for having us.
It's a huge pleasure.
Lovely to be with you again.
So we're here to talk about the Love Cape Town City Fest that's happening this coming weekend, this Saturday in Mitchell's Plain. But to get there, we want to talk about life. We want to talk about some of the experiences that you guys have had as a couple. And we've had the privilege of hearing your stories, of chatting to you a couple of times just around this. But I know that many people don't know what it takes to be at the level that you guys are at. And so that's why we want to just chat about this a little bit this morning. So, Gary, maybe we can just start with you in terms of the life that you've had to live and balancing coaching, balancing a career, balancing being a husband and a father, and all these things. And then in the mix, of course, first and foremost, being a child of God. So,
yeah, I think you use the right word in balance. It's just trying to, make good decisions around, you know, around all those things to make sure that you're not obsessing into one space. And I think for me, you know, living in the world of sport where you kind of measured by the win lose column, it can sometimes get quite hairy. And you can sometimes think, well, I've got it all in control when there's more winning than there is losing. But I think in sport, as we know, we always have the other side of the column, which is you're going to lose as well. And to kind of get your head around understanding that, because often that can lead to your self-esteem. You know, it can say to you, well, I don't think I'm worthy and I'm not good enough.
Sure.
And so I've kind of lived that journey for many, many years now. But I think the older I've got, I've probably been able to understand it a little bit better and create some perspective around this world that I operate in, that it's not always the win-lose column that can determine, you know, how you live your life.
Mm. And Debbie, I want to bring you in on the conversation, because being the wife, being the mom, and also having to bring the balance, because, you know, the times when you'd be having a tough time with the kids and Gary sweeps in from a tour where they've been successful and you're like, you just sort of like, take your children off my hands, or, you know, whatever. It's just the reality of life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Gary at the moment is coaching for them Zanzi League, the Durban
Yes.
Heat team. So he's already kicked off and been the last week or so in Durban. And it's exam week. So
it's the worst
it's
time.
It's been a nightmare. And then he said, no, I'm coming home. I'm going to help you. This was yesterday. And the plane got delayed 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. So he eventually rolled in. And I was like, you don't know what this week's been like, what this day's been like.
I went straight into economics, I think it was.
Economics.
With your son.
Yeah. I said, okay, well, I will do space and the solar system and with one child. You can do economics with the other. But I think, Jonathan, you know, in a nutshell, I think it has just all been a balancing act. And I think, I suppose our biggest realization through it all is to really keep the main thing the main thing. And for us as a couple and a family to decide what is the main thing. And certainly in our own lives, we've learned through our own mistakes as well, and through the journey, that really keeping God at the center of every single day, every single decision that we make, has been the most important thing. And then closely behind that, really saying, well, we've got this little family, you know, three children and our own marriage to keep together. And so constantly making decisions around that. Let's
sure.
keep the main thing the main thing and yeah. work around that.
I think for us men, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gary, but for us men, we like the attention. We enjoy it. You know, when you're doing really well and somebody comes and like pats you on the back. Mm. And something that John Maxwell said in a talk that Folks in the Family aired that really hit home for me, and I see it in your life that you've gotten it right. He said, it's great to be acknowledged by strangers and people in the workspace, but it's the inner circle, the people closest to you, their opinion of you really matters. Mm. How they see you. Are you a champion in the home environment, on the home field? Mm. And that thing like rocked my world, because it's so easy, you know, when you sit behind the microphone and you portray this, it's so easy to be in that space of, hey, I'm successful, I'm great, I'm doing a good thing. But if my wife doesn't love and respect me, if my children don't love and respect me, then I'm doing something wrong, and that's the first place. So chat to us a bit about that, Gary, because it's a tough one.
Yeah, and I think that's great perspective. I think I've certainly had that experience where, you know, your inner circle know you intimately. They know what you like as a human being.
And they're not actually impressed with you, your skills or abilities.
They're not interested that you brought a trophy home or you won a tournament or whatever.
Yeah.
They know you as a human being. And I think the one thing that really hit home for me was in 2013, I'd been on the road a serious amount of the pro tiers. I think I'd had kind of 250 days away from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were battling as a family, as you can imagine, just to try to keep the ship together. And Debs was playing mom and dad. And, you know, it wasn't easy, but I was sort of chasing my career, you know.
Yeah.
And
many people thought that's the right thing to do. You've only got a limited time.
Yeah, and it makes decision-making really tough in that space. And I remember going through a period of time where I just reached out to God. I was depressed. I just said, help me make this decision, you know. Do I continue to coach for my country, or do I spend more time at home? And what hit home for me more than anything was I resigned for that job after 2 years. And, you know, Debs and I had a lot of conversations about it, and she said, I think you should go to the World Cup. And I said, no, I just don't know if I can deal with this anymore. And I'd been home for 4 or 5 weeks. And I'll never forget James, my youngest son, saying to me, you know, Dad, I'm really enjoying you saying goodnight to me every night.
Oh, wow.
And that hit home because, you know, we think our kids just adapt to anything. But they don't. They're feeling the pain as well, but they don't tell you. And that was his moment just to say, actually, I want you at home.
Sure. Beautiful. Beautiful. So now let's tie this into the Cape Town Fest. And it's about a decision that we need to make. And this is a decision. Many people might be waking up this morning, might be listening in their cars and saying, well, Cape Town Fest, love Cape Town Fest, you know, why should I go? Why should I be there? And the people in our studios this morning are going to be there. They're going to be sharing a bit of their lives. And we want to encourage you to bring people along who really need to hear the message of salvation. Because, again, true heart transformation only happens when we encounter our Creator. So, Debbie, maybe just chat a bit about that. Encourage people to make sure they're there.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the Love Cape Town City Fest. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. I think that, you know, if you're a Christ follower and you're out there, just bring some friends along or a friend. It's going to be such a fantastic day out, especially for kids. They've gone out of their way to make it really fun for kids. They've got all sorts of BMX, skateboarding, rollerblading, jumping castles. That's sort of the morning. Will be great fun. The afternoon, they've got an amazing lineup, especially of incredible musicians, Heinz Winkler and, many others, Luisa Bala, lots of the well-known DJs, and it's really gonna rock and roll. But I think, you know, and also our friend JP Dermony is gonna be there in the afternoon giving his testimony, which will be a real treat and something special. But I think that people are crying out for answers, for guidance, to hold on to something. People, you know, I think every one of us can admit that we need a savior.
Yeah.
That we need something more, that we need to also come into community, especially in this country. And this is going to be an amazing event to link different communities together. I think there's a big emphasis on that. It's at Westridge Gardens in Mitchell's Plain. And yeah, just it's going to, it's a perfect opportunity to take your family to just mix with other communities and other Christians and other non-Christians and really hear what God has to say to us. Andrew Palau, the well-known evangelist, is going to be giving the afternoon main message, and he's a powerful speaker. So I think it's going to really be great food and a really fun day out.
Yeah. So, and that's the beauty. no cost involved, suitable for the whole family, so you can experience and have fun. It's not just going to be a sit and stand and sing kind of thing. There's activities, there's fun to be had, and some incredible people there. Again, if you'd like more information, obviously you can just go onto the website, which is lovecapetown.org, lovecapetown.org. And just as we're wrapping up, I think, Gary, from your side, you know, you're involved still very much with coaching, not just the Mzansi Super League, but also in Khayelitsha and helping underprivileged children. And it's just fantastic that you're actually taking time out of your busy schedule to be a part of this. Thank you so much with regard to that. An encouragement from your side as to why people should be there this Saturday?
Oh, geez, I just look at the lineup here and my good friend JP Dermony there. What an amazing human being. And I've spent a lot of time with him in prayer, actually, on the road.
Wow.
We were part of the Delhi Daredevils together in IPL. He was the captain, I was the coach, and we became very close. So he's... Mm-hmm. He's an inspiration, JP, so yeah. I would certainly encourage those to go listen to him.
Yeah, and he's got an incredible testimony, hey? We had the privilege of his sister coming and sharing her testimony, and just incredible also to hear that side, so very cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be there. The Love Cape Town City Festival this Saturday, the 16th of November. Gates open at 9 o'clock. Children are specifically welcome from 9 o'clock in the morning. It's an absolutely free event. And if you want more details, go to lovecapetown.org. It's all there on the website. Debbie, Gary, thank you so much for your time. This is super exciting. And we're definitely going to have you guys back in studio again sometime in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a million.
Thanks so thank much. You.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.